This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patricia Degutis, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, middle initial A, last name D-E-G-U-T-I-S. Date of birth 04/23/1935. Date of appointment 3/17/2026. Requesting physician George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S-M-D. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Patricia Degutis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose memory is not good. She forgets easily. She's taking donepezil 10 milligram PO daily and memantine 5 milligram PO daily. She lives with the daughter. She is wobbly to walk. She sleeps a lot. Cannot hear good in both ears. She can take the bath herself and change clothes. She cannot cook the food, cannot pay her bill, daughter helps her financial issue, no pets, cannot drive, complaining of leg stiffness, she barely walks, when moving feet she feels better. One day in the middle of the night she turned the burner on. She sleeps okay at night. Past medical history. Hearing loss, dementia, dry skin, hypertension. Peripheral vascular disease. Past surgical history. None. Allergy to sulfa. Medication, donepezil 10 milligram daily, triamcinolone acetate, Cetaphil moisturizing, lisinopril 10 milligram, simvastatin 10 milligram, social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with the daughter, have three children, family is mother, deceased, father deceased due to MI, one brother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having memory problem, confusion, trouble walking, leg stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, tip tender reflexes 204, plantar responses or flexors. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Please rewrite again. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the both feet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease, late onset. Number two, hearing loss on both sides. Number three, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order the EMG of the lower extremities. I would like to continue the donepezil 10 milligram PO daily. I would like to increase memantine 5 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.